Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. I'll begin reading in verse number 14 in just a moment. Our text this evening. You may have to bear with me. I'm using my little print Bible instead of my gigantic print Bible, so I may have to get it up a little bit closer to read it this evening. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And when the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said unto them, "You will surely say unto me this proverb, 'Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.'" And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 66 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, the city of Sidon, to whom, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet, and none of them were clean, save Naaman the Syrian. And all they that in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill upon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through their midst of them, went his way." Lord, thank you tonight for the opportunity we have to assemble ourselves here and worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask you to take this very simple message that we deliver this evening and lift up, glorify, and exalt thy wonderful Son, Jesus. From all that you do and all that's said here tonight, may Jesus Christ receive all the honor and the glory and the power. In his precious name I pray. Amen and amen. It's a very remarkable event in the life of the Lord. I can imagine that maybe if it were in our time and it was in the day's headlines, we'd probably see a headline in the paper that local boy returns home. The newspaper would probably say powerful pulpiteer to preach in local synagogue on Sunday. All the friends and the neighbors and everybody from round about would be gathered there, and a humongous crowd would be to see what Jesus was going to say. His fame had begun to spread throughout all of Galilee. And so many were coming to hear this man that people were talking about all around this evening. It will inflame and incense them when it gets to the end of his message, as we'll see in just a few moments this evening. If you study this and you begin to study the Gospels, you'll find that probably most congregations tonight would not want Jesus as their pastor. They would not want Jesus as their preacher this evening. Why you say that? Well, you begin to read the Scripture and you find some things out about Jesus. You see tonight, he was a spirit-controlled preacher tonight. He didn't come along tonight preaching what other people were preaching in that hour, you see. Jesus was controlled by the Holy Spirit of God this evening. He was tonight baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. We sometimes get afraid in Baptist churches by talking about being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit tonight, but may I say this to you this evening, that's one of the great things that we need in this hour is to be baptized and filled with the Spirit of God. And as you tonight look at Jesus, you will find tonight that's what made him such a great preacher. He was bold tonight and he was burning and he was burdened with the needs of the world this afternoon. You see, tonight he had the need of the people was in his heart tonight. And I think this evening one of the things that we've gotten away from tonight and one of the things that I see going on in our society is that we've replaced a flaming heart and replaced the flame of the Spirit of God with a well-studied mind. But tonight, if we want really to see tonight things going on in our churches tonight, we need somebody tonight that's been filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit of God this evening. That is a flaming messenger of God. Listen, I passed a church this afternoon and they had a sign out front and it said, call 911. This church is on fire. Now, I don't know whether that church is on fire or not, but we need some churches that are on fire tonight and they need to be on fire by the Spirit of God. The Bible says tonight that Jesus tonight was anointed by God as a preacher. He was anointed by the Spirit of God this evening. You see, Jesus tonight was a preacher tonight. He was controlled by the Spirit and he was straight tonight. You know, he went right to the people and the needs that the people had. Well, if you're blind, Jesus went to talking about your blindness tonight. If you needed something else in your life, Jesus went right to talking about that. He was always was straight and talked right where people tonight could understand what he was saying because, you see, it was very simple. Now, I'm not saying that Jesus was simple-minded. I'm simply saying tonight that he made it simple. He made it where a child could understand. Over in the Scripture, there's a passage of Scripture that says tonight that the common people heard him gladly. I'm glad tonight that the common people heard him gladly. Why is that this evening? Because tonight they understood what Jesus was saying. Amazes me sometimes. People can talk and talk and talk, and when they get through, I still have no idea what they said. You ever hear people like that? If you want to hear somebody like that, just begin to listen to some of these political candidates. I mean, they talk and they talk and they talk, and when they get through, I still don't know what they said. But Jesus was simple, and you understand what he said this evening. He was a scriptural preacher. He preached tonight from the Word of the Lord tonight. I've become a little bit leery over the years of people tonight who tonight do not have a Bible tonight, who want to preach and use everything but the Scriptures this evening. I believe tonight that Jesus expounded the Word of God and explained the Word of God and he showed people that the way and how to meet their needs tonight was through what God had written in his Word this evening. And he was a supplicating preacher. It is tonight he prayed. Well, may I how he prayed. He began to read the prayers of Jesus. What great prayers he prayed that are recorded for us. And what great prayers I'm sure that he prayed that we know nothing about. Sometimes it should make us all ashamed tonight of how the Son of God, in constant communion with the Father, prayed tonight and how that he prayed tonight that God's will would be done. How that he prayed and surrendered his life unto the Lord tonight. He supplicated and asked for God's help tonight. Even when he stood at the grave of Lazarus, he said, "Hear me, O Father." Tonight, we need some folks tonight that are supplicating and are praying tonight, you see. But there are some questions tonight that we have in this passage of Scripture tonight that I want to just share three questions tonight that from this passage of Scripture tonight and just a few things, some questions from Nazareth. Who is Jesus this evening? Who is Jesus? Verse number 18, the Bible, Jesus says who he is, but now notice in verse 22, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious word which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? Is this not Joseph's son? We knew him when he worked in the cabinet shop. We knew when he was a carpenter. We knew when he was building and laboring, and when he was hammering and sawing, we tonight remember him as Joseph's son. But he's the only the son of the carpenter tonight. But, you know, we find tonight that Jesus said tonight that he's the Son of God. He tonight begins to talk tonight and says tonight, I am the Son of God. The Scripture is being fulfilled in your ears tonight. You see, Jesus tonight is the Messiah. He is tonight the God's Son. He is tonight the God's servant. He is tonight the Lamb of God. He is tonight the likeness of God, the help and the hope of the world. There's nobody like Jesus this evening. He's the healer tonight that heals us this evening. And by His stripes we're healed. He's the giver of life. Nobody has any life outside the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a granter of liberty tonight. Who is Jesus tonight? Jesus Christ tonight is the one to whom every individual must come for salvation. He's the one tonight and the only person who can forgive our sins this evening. You know, tonight a lot of people think that Jesus tonight is just another great religious leader. They want to put him on the same plateau as Muhammad and Confucius and many of the other religious leaders of the day. I read in the paper this morning, some community was having one of the, I forgot what kind of religion it was having a community day, and they wanted to invite everybody in to see how they worshiped. Somebody said, would you go? Absolutely not. Why? I do not worship that. I worship Jesus Christ. I worship the Lord tonight through the Lord Jesus. I don't need any other counterfeits this evening. Listen to me very carefully. Jesus Christ tonight is not just another religious leader. He's not just a good man. He's not just a great teacher tonight. Jesus Christ tonight is the only way to heaven. You ever get saved tonight, it'll be because you came to God through Jesus Christ. It'll be tonight because the Lord Jesus Christ tonight died for your sins and you accepted that by faith this evening. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by me. Now listen to me very carefully tonight. Jesus Christ is either a liar or he's Lord. He said, no man. He didn't say, well, some people can come through Muhammad. He didn't say some people can come through the Jewish law. He didn't say some people tonight can keep the sayings of Buddha. He said, if you want to come to God, you have to come through me, and there's no other way. And tonight, all of these people in our world tonight, and especially those in Christianity, begin to stand up and say we have to be tolerant of other religions, they're saying Jesus Christ is a liar. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Understand that very plainly tonight. I don't care what anybody else ever tells you tonight, you listen to that very carefully. Jesus said it. And anybody that denies that is calling Jesus Christ a liar. And I do not believe anybody that will call Jesus Christ a liar is going to heaven tonight. I don't believe their sins has ever been forgiven and they've ever come to know Him in a very personal way. Somebody said, you're making judgments. No, I'm telling you what the Word of God said. Tonight, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life this evening. He's the deliverer. You see, He delivers us from our sin. He tonight takes our sin from us tonight. I'm glad tonight that He delivered me. I'm glad tonight that He birthed me into the God's family this evening. I'm glad tonight that I'm part of the Lord's family and I'm a joint heir with Christ this evening. He is the deliverer tonight. But, you know, He's also the divider. You know, He divides. Jesus Christ is the great divider this evening. He said, you're either with me or against me. You're either saved or you're lost. That's the only two classes of people really that's in this world tonight. We can talk about Muslims and Jews. We can talk about the different races and the different nationalities. We can talk about the different classes of society. But understand this one simple truth. Every individual tonight, whether they live on the boulevard or they live in a mud hut in Africa tonight, every individual is either lost or saved this evening. That's the only two classes in this world, lost and saved. Jesus divides that this evening. You're either tonight saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you lost as a ball in high weeds and headed straight to hell as a marten to a gourd. Now, you listen to me very carefully this evening. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's more than a carpenter's son tonight. The very blood of God flowed through His veins tonight, and it paid the sin debt for all of humanity this evening. And hallelujah, one glorious day is coming again. So what does Jesus do? That's another question that we must answer this evening. You see, notice what Jesus said that He does. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Jesus said tonight that the first thing that I'm doing tonight is I'm going to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, if you study this particular quote, it's over in the book of Isaiah, and it has a great reference to the Jubilee year. And the Jubilee year was the year tonight in which all the debts of individuals were retired tonight. And so when Jesus comes here and He's saying that I came to preach the gospel to the poor this evening, He's not saying tonight simply I'm coming tonight to preach to the poor people economically this evening. Now, as I said a while ago, the common people heard Him gladly this evening. But understand this, the message of God is not just to the poor, it's to every man, woman, boy, and girl, regardless of how much money they might have in their pocket. To be fair with you tonight, it doesn't matter tonight if you're the richest man upon the face of God, this earth this evening, you're still poor in God's sight. If you compare yourself to God tonight, you have very, very little. Matter of fact, you probably doesn't have anything this evening. I used to have an old fellow that said he'd say something about somebody that had a lot of money, and he'd say they got more money than God. I told him one day, I said, brother, you don't even know what you're talking about. Listen to me. Jesus said, I came to preach the gospel to the poor tonight. He came tonight to say that I can release you from the debt of sin that you owe. That's what the gospel is, good news. Well, I'm glad tonight that the Lord Jesus tonight can release us from the debt that we owe. The old account was settled long ago. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you go to the doctor and you go to the hospitals and you begin to get all of these bills from folks you ain't never heard of, never seen, and you begin to stack them up and add them up and begin to see all of this money, and you think, how am I ever going to get all of this paid? You know, it'd be thrilling if somebody just walked in my door one day and said, Mr. Edge, I'm here. And I'm going to take all your medical bills, and I'm going to go pay every one of them off. Me and him have a shouting good time. We would. Had a lady call me when Desi was in the hospital over in Tupelo for those many days a few years ago. And a lady called me from Dallas, Texas, and she told me who she was. And she said, you've got this many bills. And she went through all of this, and she said, I'm with this particular group, and she said, I can help negotiate these bills down and save you a lot of money. Of course, I've heard this before, and I thought, well, I said, how much does this cost me? She said, it doesn't cost you anything. It's a free service from the, I don't remember who had recommended me. And I said, ma'am, do what you can. Hallelujah. Give me your name. I'll send you a birthday card. And she negotiated it down. But see, Jesus didn't just negotiate it down. He settled it. It's wiped away. He settled our debt tonight. I couldn't pay it. Neither could you, and neither could any man tonight. But Jesus paid our debt. And He came to tell the good news, hey, the debt's been paid. That's what He did. He preached the gospel to the poor this evening. Then tonight the Bible says He has sent me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted. You know, a lot of times we talk about healing. We talk, and a lot of people get into a lot of things about healing this evening, and I do believe that God's a miracle worker and that God still heals. But, you know, we really forget about what Jesus is saying here. He came to heal the brokenhearted. The word brokenhearted there actually has a lot to do with death, and But Jesus came tonight to take our brokenness and make us whole again. I'm glad tonight that he touched me and made me whole. I'm glad tonight that I was fragmented in so many pieces, but Jesus made me whole again. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captives. You know where people tonight that are unsaved are living? They're living in prison. They're imprisoned in the prison of sin. They're there tonight, and they can't get out. Nothing tonight. But Jesus tonight said, hey, I came to preach deliverance. I came to set the captive free. And he said, I've got the keys. I can open your door and let you out. I can open that door and let you out. Several years ago, I was working for Weatherall's in Tupelo, and I went to Aberdeen, Mississippi. And I went over there to work on a copying machine for a church, and it happened to be in a lady's home. She was the secretary and had a little church like this out in the country, and they fixed her a little office there in her home. And I'd been there several times, and I went there that day to work on her copying machine, and I was in the back, and I heard the office screaming all at one start, and she came running back down the hall, and her little boy had locked himself in the bathroom. And she was trying to get him out. And he was screaming and hollering and taking on. And she was trying to calm him down. It was just getting worse and worse. And so I took my knife and opened the door and got him out. And, of course, you know, she's thanked me and all of that. But I got to thinking, that's kind of the way we are, ain't it? We were locked in, can't get out. But what did Jesus do? He said, step out. Come on out. What if that little boy still stayed in there still screaming? I'd have shut the door and left him. No, I wouldn't have done that, but, you know, the door's open. Jesus opened the door, and he said, come on out. It's open. I'm going to set you free. I wonder why people want to stay enslaved to sin. Jesus said, hey, you don't have to do that anymore. I can set you free. People talk about all of the things that we can do tonight. I can tell you this from a personal experience tonight, that Jesus will set you free from sin tonight. He'll set you free. Nobody else can do it. Oh, listen tonight. We can talk about all of the things that they try to do to release people from sin tonight, but the only thing that ever works is Jesus Christ. Recovering of sight to the blind. Isn't it amazing that people are blind? You say they're blind. Yeah, they're blind to the light of God. You know, in reality, you know, the only thing your eye sees is light. But, you know, we can talk about all the different things, but basically all your eye does is differentiate between light and darkness. That's why when it's dark, you can't see anything, because there's no light there. And all it does tonight is reflect that light back. In spiritual darkness tonight is where most people are. They're spiritually blind. Why will people tonight do the things they do? They're spiritually blind. They haven't seen the light. Thank God tonight, Jesus said, hey, I'm going to give you back your sight. I'm going to let you see. I'm glad tonight I can see tonight. What did the blind man say? He said, I don't know a whole lot, but he said, I know I was blind, now I see. I'm kind of like him. I don't know a whole lot, but tonight I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah tonight. That's what Jesus come to do. To set at liberty them that are bruised. The bruise of sin tonight. You know, sin tonight has scarred and bruised us tonight and beat us up. Isn't it amazing tonight? I think sometime of of the people that I've seen through the years. And, I know we all age. Don't misunderstand this. And, you know, things happen to all of our bodies. But have you ever noticed what sin really does to the human body? And you think about it sometimes. I remember being over in Aberdeen and looking. They had some pictures of people that had got on crystal meth, and some of them were very young. And they looked horrible. I'm talking about physically. It had just marred their and bruised them. And you see, sin bruises us tonight, beats us up, causes us all kind of problems. Well, what do people do? They just continue to go into it. You know? Heard about a little fella had a little dog, and that dog was go down a road and go down through an alley, and there was a big dog there. That big dog was barking. A little dog jumped over the fence and got in a big fight with a big dog. Big dog, of course, tore him up, and he took off. A few days later, he come back down through there, jumped the fence, and he keeps doing this. And finally, one day, the big dog just walks off, and somebody said, "Boy, that's a good dog." No, I thought that's a stupid dog. He whooped me one time. I wouldn't jump that fence again. I don't know about you. But that's what people are doing with sin tonight. They just go and they're getting whooped and bruised, and things are not going right, and everything's going wrong in their life. And somebody says, "What can you do?" Jesus can take away that bruise. That's what he said. I came to do that. That's what Jesus does. Then it said to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, I'm glad tonight that today's the day of salvation. I'm glad tonight that as I draw my breath, the Lord, I can still preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus said, "I got good news for you. I can. Your sin debt's been paid. The prison door's been opened. You can receive your sight and heal all of your bruises tonight. And not only that, I've got a great destination for you. You're headed somewhere now." One more question from Nazareth tonight I leave with you. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? In verses 28 through 30, they attempted to kill him. They wanted tonight to do him bodily harm. They wanted to take his life. They didn't like what he said. Well, they were all thrilled to begin with. But all at once, they decided, "Hey, we're going to get rid of this fellow." They couldn't do it, but this evening, what will you do with Jesus? That's the greatest question I could ever ask you tonight. What will you do with Jesus Christ this evening? Accept him or reject him. That's the only two options that we have this evening. All right, if you'll stand together with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we've been together. We ask you now to take this very simple message that you might use it tonight for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For all that you said tonight, Lord, for everything that tonight can be accomplished, let it be done, and the honor and glory be given to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. His name I pray. Amen.